Hello, Brunswick. This is Tom Palance, and I'm excited to hear you, and thank you for coming out here today and bringing your band and getting them all ready for this. And I hope that my comments on this recording will be helpful for you and your band. And I look forward to hearing you. Nice opening, and it's good to hear a good strong Barry player holding down the bass line there. Drummer is holding very good time here, and have him assert a little more, assert that rhythm on the hi-hat, because he's kind of in back of the beat. He's holding the groove back a little bit, like ding, ding, ga-ding, ga-ding, ga-ding. He sticks closer to the cymbal.
This is great. You're giving so many people an opportunity to play, and this is a good time to do it. Time for them to get used to playing by themselves and being creative. Okay, so I would hit the ride cymbal a lot harder through this section. Now the accompaniment is covering over the melody. The melody played by the saxophones. So I would try to... Okay, dynamic contrast here. Yeah, the melody's still getting buried right here. And maybe you could do some creative dynamic thing with that, with the hit the road jack line. Boom, 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 boom. Maybe start soft, crescendo through it. Back it up, just shape it a little bit, and then you'll really hear the melody more present, and it will sound much more musical. In the rhythm section, your guitar player right now, I really can't hear him very well, but this would be a great opportunity for him to play on every beat like Freddie Green in the Basie band. Chunk, 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 chunk. And that's going to really help this time. And I would have him just play with the drummer have her just play the ride cymbal by itself and have them work together and try to establish the same time feel. Some pitch issues here. Okay. So, you know, something I like to do with bands is, like, before I, you know, start rehearsing music, take some time to warm them up just by holding out fifths, you know, have long tones and fifths, so they can hear that open interval, they can hear themselves, rather than show them each a tuner and have them tune their instrument individually with a tuner. Have them practice tuning into the group, starting from the lowest instruments, from the barre saxophone, piano, of course, and going from there. It's worth the time out of rehearsing the music to do that. And there's some discrepancies in where the note ends. I'm especially hearing that in the first row. So you'll have the note to some people are cutting the note off to off on three. Some are cutting the note off on the end of three, and it's noticeable. Pitch. Okay, nice job. This is a good chart for them. It's a good chart to, you know, to teach them control and to play soft, and it's hard, you know, but they did a good job with it, you know. So. Now I hear the guitar player. Good strong opening. It's starting to rush a little bit. Your barre player here, he's very solid rhythmically. He's got a really nice sound. Now we get to hear him solo. Job. Really good sound. Okay. Let's play, encourage him to play a little softer and listen for the pulse. Listen for the pulse. He was kind of wandering on his head, his own pulse going on there. But a really nice sound. And, you know, good, strong playing, good emotional playing. Okay, good time feel. Drummer. Conservative solo, but it worked. It worked great. Job. Very good. This is a young group and you've done a really good job with them. They're really enthusiastic. It looks like they love what they're doing and they've had obvious good direction from the director, and keep on doing what you're doing, and I'll